Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Top secret documents from Biden's vice presidential days were discovered in November before the midterm elections and kept secret until this week. The roughly one dozen top secret documents were found in a closet at his think tank in Washington, D.C., and were there probably since 2017. The National Archives are now in possession of the documents. Wasting no time, Republicans went to work and passed a bill Monday night that would slash tens of billions of funding dollars for the Internal Revenue Service that the Biden administration thought was a good idea. It now heads to the Senate. Senate House Republicans passed a rules package Monday, reversing a Nancy Pelosi-era rule that made it difficult for removing a Speaker of the House, now allowing one member of Congress to initiate a removal instead of the handful Pelosi put in place during her term. Around 90% of Californians are under a flash flood watch. That's around 35 million people facing the risk as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they're evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Football player DeMar Hamlin continues to improve.
Dr. William Knight of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery at the Buffalo General Medical Center.
DeMar Hamlin has been released and returned to Buffalo.
On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New England Patriots. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Bills' game against the Cincinnati Bengals last week after suffering cardiac arrest. Physician says it's too early to know if Hamlin will be able to play football again. They reiterated an update given last week that it appears Hamlin is neurologically intact. I'm Julio Flores.
This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A mission to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe suffered an anomaly Tuesday. Virgin Orbit said it attempted its first international launch on Monday using a modified jumbo jet to carry one of its rockets from Cornwall in southwestern England to the Atlantic Ocean where the rocket was released. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit but failed to reach altitude. Senators plan to head on over to the U.S.-Mexico border to continue the dialogue on how to fix the border crisis.
The group includes North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons, Arizona Independent Kyrsten Sinema, and others. The visit to the U.S.-Mexico border follows President Biden's first-ever visit as president over the weekend. Republicans and Democrats had called on Biden to visit as the border has seen a surge in migrants in recent months. And Tillis said, quote, there is a humanitarian and security crisis raging at the southern border, end quote. The group will make stops in El Paso, Texas, and Yuma, Arizona, to meet with law enforcement officials. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo, New York on Monday with a lot of love in his heart and continued his recovery in a hospital there just 1 week after collapsing in a game and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in stable condition. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, a little cleanup here. We forgot to mention when we were talking with Eric Caron, his website, switchedonlife.com. That's where you want to go for more information. He, of course, is the former U.S. diplomat and special agent Eric Caron. So switchedonlife.com is what you want to check out. Joining us now is Mike Hamrick. And Mike is a veteran TV anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent. And for years, we have wondered, you know, what happened with the JFK assassination? It's just unbelievable that we're still having, you know, our doubts about what's going on. And of course, you know, the most recent years have been a time of unveiling, in a sense, revelation, for the American people, where we've been, you know, told and canceled and, again shouted down that we're all conspirators. And it's interesting how these conspiracies have played out. But nobody is saying, okay, well, hey, sorry, you know, it's just, but we continue to go forward and continue to investigate and check these out. And we're not going to be slowed down by people that want to call us names, because in the interest of truth, no matter where it leads, it's that critical. Mike Hamrick is with us right now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's a privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, Mike, you know, as we've been saying for years, I mean, we've been just to the point, just like even the 2020 election, we don't want to argue about it anymore. It's like, okay, you want to believe whatever you want to believe what you want to believe. I've had many discussions with attorneys, I mean, go right on down the list, about the JFK assassination. And it smacks of a CIA operation. It is smacked of a CIA operation from the very beginning. How does the president of the United States get assassinated with our intelligence community right there on the ground next to him? Let's have a Warren Commission and just, you know, give people what the official government narrative is. But you came away after that with still more questions than answers.
Well, I think that's certainly the case. I think you have to put, Bill, this whole thing with the Kennedy assassination into a bit of perspective, which I do in my just-released book, historical fiction, based on the conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King. But there were, if you look at the decade of the 60s, there were 4 assassinations in the 60s. JFK, Malcolm X, MLK, and Robert Kennedy. And you look for reasons, why did that happen? Why were those 4 people cut down? And they had some interesting things in common. They were all, of course, nationally known figures. They were great orators, could move public opinion and sway people in great swaths to a certain point of view. But the thing that was the most significant thing they had in common was they all opposed the Vietnam War, which was raging at the time. So I think it's safe to say, based on my research and the research of others, that you have, it's the old adage of follow the money. The industrial military complex did not want the Vietnam War to end. So they cut those four people down, and there's no doubt that there was, it was a broad and deep conspiracy that brought disparate groups together for one purpose, and that was to shut down the voice of opposition to the war. And MLK, JFK, and RFK, and Malcolm X were both highly vocal and highly opposed to the war in Vietnam. The conspiracy involved
you know,
CIA.
Mike, we... Right. Well, and speaking of the CIA, I mean, we've gotten glimpses from time to time and reports that the CIA was drug running out of Vietnam. What is your research? What does your reporting say about their involvement and why they had such a high interest? And yes, I get the military-industrial complex, but that whole complex is complex. I mean, there's a lot that goes with it, and there's a lot of people that are rewarded, especially in a situation like Vietnam, in terms of the resources and the assets that were available and how the buzzards came in and, you know, started, taking advantage all in the name of war and taking advantage of these assets like cocaine.
Well, I think the primary drug that was coming out of Vietnam was Asian heroin, I think, to a large degree. And certainly that was an aspect of it. But this overall picture, Bill, I think speaks to a higher problem that has been developing in this country since the early 1900s, since around 1902 is when I trace it. And it was the beginning of the socialist movement, the socialist revolution in this country. And it has brought us to this point. But those were significant events and acts of crime that were carried out by the government. And if you look at the textbook aspects of socialism, it fits right in. I mean, all of the isms in the 20th century, communism, fascism, socialism, responsible for the death of 100 million people. Mao Zedong, Lenin and Stalin, Pol Pot, Hitler, all of those groups started off preaching a utopia. We're going to make life perfect. Everything is going to be wonderful. And it ended up in tyranny. And that's what all of those isms eventually lead to. And that's not hyperbole. That's not a guess. That's history. It happened. 100 million people.
Exactly.
Dead.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the interesting thing is, I guess maybe the globalists have learned from that. And now they don't necessarily profess this incredible utopia as much as they say, you're not going to own anything and you're going to like it. Somehow being mediocre is going to be the status quo and something that we should all strive for, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything has been flatlined. It's from morals to education to owning businesses, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of movement, all of those freedoms that are so much a part of America, obviously, and also a part of Western civilization, are being attacked, and some have already been taken off the board. It is a slow process that began, I say, in 1902 in this country, and they realized that they couldn't come in and do a bloody coup and nationalize all businesses. So they were very smart, capable, dedicated people who said, okay, we're going to do this differently. We're going to have an intellectual, spiritual, and cultural revolution to take over America through legislation, through acts of government and government agencies and non-government agencies, all involved in the same process, the deep state, if you will. And our freedoms have continually been eradicated. If you check the boxes of what it is, a socialist government, America sadly qualifies. I think we're pretty much, by and large, a socialist government. We still have remnants of freedom, but those are being challenged and watered down and taken away and attacked. And these people won't stop. They're relentless, and they're activists, and that's
well. There's so much. There's so much. Yeah. Well, Ted, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got. We come back. We got more from Mike Hambrick after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Mike Hambrick is with us, a veteran TV anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent. A lot being said and has been said over the years since the assassination of JFK. And as Mike spelled out, I mean, the 60s was an era, a decade of assassinations, and you consider that you have these four assassinations, and what did they have in common? As he said, what they had in common was all four of them were not supportive of the Vietnam War. And, you know, the military-industrial complex was something that the president before JFK, Dwight Eisenhower, warned the nation that we needed to be aware of it. But little did we know that that was going to take us into the deep state and into this progressive movement that these socialists have been able to have a grip on our country. And we by title and by surface, we think we're in a democratic republic, but we're really not. I mean, and Mike brings this out. Now, his book, Memphis, Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind MLK Jr. Assassination, it is a novel, so there's some literary license there that Mike has taken advantage of, which is fine because it kind of gives us a venue, Mike, where we can have this conversation and ponder on some of these ideas, some ideas that we've just kind of set aside and thought for the interest of, you know, getting along and, you know, worn out about discussing it, because really people don't want to hear the truth. But meanwhile, as the truth is being expended and wasted away, the socialists of our country and this infrastructure just keeps getting a deeper and deeper hold, right?
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, you summed it up, Bill. I mean, the socialists took control of all levers of power and influence in the country, and that's education, news and information, the culture. It said those who control the image of culture control culture, and certainly and broadly speaking, Los Angeles and New York control the image of culture in this country. It's all by design. None of this just kind of pops out of the ether, you know. It is all part of an insidious, continuous, diabolical plan to take over this country and make it a statist, socialist country. And they have been successful, by and large, doing this, Bill. So much so, what I'm talking about and gathering information on, and we'll start an effort. I think that they're, first of all, we need to admit that it's gotten as bad as it has, that the socialists have pretty much taken control of America. We've got to admit that's a problem. And then the next thing is we need to, because they have won, I think it needs to be defined, the effort needs to be defined as a counter-revolution. Not a bloody revolution, not a violent revolution. Right. And it's not something that is a silver bullet, quick fix. Americans are used to, accustomed to short-term solutions to long-term problems. That's not here. We're generations behind the eight ball on this, and it's going to be a tough, long battle that's going to take some kind of a reset on what conservatives normally do, which is not activism. Yeah. But we need to engage in that process if we value and try to think it's worthy to maintain the greatness of America, the greatness of Western civilization. It's
exactly.
We've lost it.
Well, Mike, every time, and everybody wants to have a revolution. I say everybody. Most people I speak with, conservatives, say that, we're overdue for revolution. And they're quick to say, you know, yes, I get it, that we don't want to see blood in the streets. We don't want to see bullets flying. We don't want to see the military-industrial complex aiming their guns at American citizens. We don't want to see that. But look, sometimes you get backed in such a corner, just like the founding fathers, the early pilgrims, what they were faced with, that they had to put it all on the line, you know, their treasure, their reputation, their very lives, you know, for the next generation. And I mean, we may come to that moment and time when that's what has to be done. And we can't control whether or not bullets fly or people are dying, because the fact of the matter is people are dying right now. They're dying slowly. I mean, look what COVID did. Look what the socialists and Dr. Fauci did to this country in with all the propaganda and all this stuff that's coming out. You know, we're slowly getting behind the, Twitter files and, you know, thank you very much, Elon Musk, and some of these facts that are starting to come out, things that you and I instinctively saw and said, now this smells, this is rank. and we were called conspirators. We were canceled. Our social media platforms were compromised. I mean, it's a mess, but all in the interest of truth. But we got to get to that point where the people just say, look, I can't stand it anymore. Enough of this stuff, enough of this justice system that is taking place, enough of American citizens ending up in jail without due process. I mean, to such a degree, and they're so mistreated, Mike, that they're writing letters to the government saying, look, send us to Gitmo. We'd be treated better at Gitmo like the rest of the Muslims as opposed to being here as an American citizen in a D.C. jail.
Yeah, there's a great deal of frustration and anger. But this is so multi-layered, though, Bill. I have to say I believe that a violent, bloody revolution is a losing proposition. We don't win there. It's a nice romantic thought. It's the idea of, you know, it happened against the British Empire. It can happen again. The whole world has shifted, and the military power of this country, like you say, if it's aimed at citizens, the citizens lose. That's not where that may make people feel good to talk about and beat their chest about, but it's a losing proposition. It is not where our energies need to be directed. Our energies need to be directed in taking back control of the levers of power in this country, where this country is still together. And there is something to have after the social revolution, the political revolution, and the spiritual and intellectual revolution that we have to foment in this country. Bullets and blood.
All revolutions start that way. Yeah, all revolutions start that way, Mike. It gets to a point where you can't control it because you got the other side that has been used to power and control. And when they start losing a grip of it, they get crazy. And when they get crazy, that's when it gets out of control. And we don't have control of that. I mean, we can go in and say, okay, now we're going to be like a bunch of Gandhis. And maybe that's what it is. I don't know, Mike. I agree with you. All the time we talk about we the people, but what does that look like? Go ahead.
Well, there's no question, I mean, that all of the isms, as we discussed, whether it's fascism, socialism, communism, of the 20th century led to tyrants running countries, whether it was the former Soviet Union, whether it was Mao Zedong in China, Pol Pot, all of the despots and tyrannical leaders took control ultimately by promising this utopia. And that could be where, I mean, I think that's where we're headed here if they continue to be successful. But we need to look back at what that spawned in the 20th century. 100 million people died under those various isms around the world. How can we say, and there are those today, the so-called intelligentsia, that say, no, they didn't do it right in the 20th century. We're smarter than they are. We're going to socialism right. It doesn't work inherently. By definition, it doesn't work. It just doesn't. I mean, all the way from the economy of socialism doesn't work. Government can't run businesses, though they took them over and they're taking them over. What they have done in this country is not, like I say, in a violent way. They haven't nationalized, per se, businesses and institutions. They've done it by legislation. They've done it by the legal system, which is turned upside down. All nonviolent stuff, all very insidious, very patient, over a long period of time by some very smart, capable, and dedicated people. We have to gather together smart, dedicated, capable people and institute a counter-revolution if we want to salvage America.
Got to go to break. More from Mike Hambrick after this. Stay with us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood flash watch. That's about 35 million people facing floods as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they are evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Protection District gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
The Atlanta, Georgia special grand jury investigating election interference by President Trump has concluded. The group has been dissolved, and it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Mike Hambrick continues with us, a veteran TV anchor, reporter, and TV correspondent. Mike, pretty much as you've been laying out, is that the infrastructure for this new world government and the takeover of this democratic republic has been going on for decades. And dare I say, it started, as you suggested, with education at the turn of the 20th century. So over 100 years ago, over 120 years ago, progressives realized, okay, we're going to take this one brick at a time, and they started with education. They took it over. And then they also, at the same time, have slowly and surely progressed along to take God out of the culture. They knew that they had to get God out of the culture. And, of course, here recently, with all that's been going on with the green agenda, Joe Biden was there in Egypt for the latest, green energies, climate change confab. And they just no holds barred. They told everybody, they all but had a golden calf out there in front of everybody and just said, hey, here's your new God. It's the green energy God. In fact, which is amazing to me because they can never come up. Anytime people go to replace God, it's interesting. They never can come up with their own original ideas. They have to take what God has, which is what, the devil does. He's a counterfeiter. And so here they counterfeit and they come up with their own version of the Ten Commandments. I mean, all this stuff is very telling, and it's direct to, again, lay before you that this isn't by accident. This is by design, Mike, isn't it?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, Bill. It's totally by design. And if you check history, if you read the socialist handbook or playbook, it follows right along with that. And it becomes apparent. It manifests itself in so many different ways. Let's jump back for a second to the 60s and the assassination. There were both Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And of course, Malcolm X was killed, and so was Robert Kennedy. But there is some significant similarities in the JFK and the MLK assassination. Lee Harvey Oswald, it was revealed in these documents, was controlled for a period of time by the CIA and the FBI. He was moved around from various places and various cities and various countries as well, leading up to the assassination. James Earl Ray, it's the same playbook. He was handled by the CIA under the guise of his handler convincing him that James Earl Ray was going to be involved in a gun smuggling, an international gun smuggling operation, and he was going to make a lot of money, and he would be given papers and extradited or sent to a country with no extradition to the United States. What you also have to keep in mind is part of this conspiracy included James Earl Ray being released from prison under the guise of he escaped. Mm-hmm. But that was all set up and handled. And so from 1967 to April 4th, 1968, James Earl Ray was handled by the CIA. And he was the patsy. He was the setup. But he did not pull the trigger. He wasn't even in the location. As I point out in the novel Memphis, like I say, this is historical fiction to a large degree. He wasn't even in the location where the shots came from. It was, but, you know, that was all a whitewash. Anyone that came forward with a conspiracy theory or concept, no matter how much the validity was established, it was denigrated and ridiculed and the credibility destroyed by those that were bringing that forth. That's one of the reasons that I wrote this novel, was to maybe in a different genre in fiction do justice to the work and the commitment that several journalists and lawyers have had over the last 50 or so years to try to bring forth the truth behind the assassination of MLK. And Bill, can I just do a quick plug? If you want to get to the book, go to hambrickmedia.com.
Yes, please go ahead.
Hambrickmedia.com is where you can access and learn more about the novel Memphis. But it's all part of the conspiracy.
Memphis, Rock DJ uncovers conspiracy behind the MLK Jr. assassination. Yes, it's all part of conspiracy. Go ahead.
Well, it is. And the thing that we have to realize is all of the things that are happening in our culture today in America, politically and culturally, they're all just symptoms of the disease, symptoms of socialism, right, which I've defined as the disease, and they take all of our energy and our ink and our airtime to talk about each little firefight that jumps up, and you know it's run up the pop chart for 2 or 3 days, whatever the news cycle is, and then the next distraction, next distraction comes along. That's all by design. That's to keep our attention away from really dealing with the foundational problem of socialism. It's a distraction, and we fall for it. We need to wake up to the fact that we are being manipulated at every level of our lives right now. And we need to take
exactly
control and start turning the tables. It's a long battle. It's a tough battle. And it won't happen overnight. But we have to start somewhere.
Well, this is why the truth is so important, Mike. Mike, you know, all this information, the documents on the JFK assassination, for example, we touched on this earlier, was supposed to have been released. Donald Trump comes into office and releases, you know, about half. And it looked like he was going to, you know, do what the law called for, a full release of it. And it stopped. And my question is, why did it suddenly stop? You know, I just had the sense that he and his family must have been greatly threatened, you know, for him to do that. I don't know.
What? I have a different bit of a twist on it than that, Bill. If you look at the history of this socialist movement in America, it has grown and increased and become more successful, no matter who is in control of power in Washington, no matter who's in control of Congress, and no matter who is in the White House. The federal government has grown. Our debt burden has increased. Our freedoms are continuing to be attacked and eroded, and we have developed a political class, a professional politician that I don't care if you have an R after your name or a D after your name, this has happened under your watch. This has gone forward and become more and more successful. I think we have to understand the reality of what that means. They're all culpable. The system is broken. As far as those of us who value freedom are concerned, to the socialists,
well, because
they're successful. They've done it.
Yeah, right. Because the infrastructure is socialistic in nature. It was by design. That which we, you know, you and I grew up with and pledged allegiance to and thought we were serving when we served in the military, this is not your father's America anymore. I mean, the socialists have taken over. As I mentioned earlier, Trevor Loudon has been yelling from the timbers about this, that the socialists have taken over our country. And so, you know, we've got to get ourselves out of denial first if we're going to take the right action, to your point, Mike, don't we?
That's exactly right. If you don't admit the problem, you can't solve it. We have to admit that. And understand that, you know, for all practical purposes, as you say, one of the first things that the socialists did was take over the education system. We've been dumbed down in our educational system. And to the degree that we still talk about Western civilization, there was back in the late 80s, Bill Bennett, education secretary under Reagan, debated the president of Stanford. And the debate was over whether or not Western civilization should continue to be a part of the curriculum at Stanford. Well, Bennett lost the debate, and Western civilization, the teaching of it as we know it, was eradicated and replaced by a teaching of Western civilization. But it came from the point of view that those of us who were the people who were responsible for the greatness of...
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Mike after
this. In what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The ride, wait on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You got to imagine this. You know, of course, I can't easily, having been in broadcasting for over 50 years, and, you know, played the role of a disc jockey in Los Angeles for many years as well. So I've enjoyed a great journey, just as our guest Mike Hambrick has. But the storyline in his new book is, here's the DJ coming into Memphis. This is in the mid-60s, like any good DJ, looking to advance his career. And suddenly he finds himself in the web of an intrigue involving the conspiracy to assassinate Martin Luther King Jr. Now, you got to set that against the backdrop of the Civil Rights Movement, the rich musical history of the Mississippi Delta, Memphis, and it's a gripping political thriller torn from the headlines of the 60s when America found itself on the precipice. And, of course, during that period of time, you've got the likes of J. Edgar Hoover that wielded so much power, Mike, during that period of time. I don't think people really could appreciate just how powerful J. Edgar Hoover is. I mean, we see movies of this, but we just, you know, we don't realize, and I guess maybe that's why it's so easy for the socialists, these communists, to come in and take over the country, because we just can't believe our lying eyes.
Well, first of all, J. Edgar Hoover, until he died, was the only director of the FBI. He pretty much founded the FBI. And so, yeah, he was more powerful in many respects than presidents because he had damning information and files and tapes and video and pictures of any powerful elected official in Washington. And he used that. That's why he survived from administration to administration to administration. We've seen that portrayed right in the movies and meeting with presidents and saying, okay, we want to get rid of you, J. Edgar. And he pulls out a file and says, well, I don't think so. And that sounds too simple to be true, but
who needs a gun when you got a file of somebody's reputation, right?
Absolutely. And he certainly wielded that power unmercifully and was, for all practical purposes, probably the one of the top three most powerful people in America for the better part of 45 years, without question. So,
yeah, amazing.
It's hard to imagine once you start understanding what government, this government, this socialist government, has been capable of, all of you start connecting the dots, and it all adds up to a long-term plan that they successfully have implemented in this country that has brought us to are today brought us to this point. And I don't think there, if you're objective about it and approach it from a point of view of trying to broaden your horizons and not be so close-minded, you can't deny that this is where we are.
Exactly.
But we do. We don't want to admit that. And that's been one of the problems of classical conservatives is that by definition, we're kind of laissez-faire. You know, we're not activists. We're not out there in the streets. And if you look at the message, the bumper sticker phrases of, and compare the two, conservatives and socialism, particularly the young people, the idea of socialism, we're going to create a perfect world, be a part of this movement, jump on board, we're going to have utopia, come on, we're going to make a difference. As opposed to conservatives saying, wait a minute, hit the pause button a second, pull back, there's some things here we need to analyze and look at before we make these sweeping changes, and there are some wonderful things that we need to maintain and conserve, if you will, in our culture. And it's not just political speech. It's not just economic speech, and that's what politics has been reduced to by and large today. And we lose sight of, once again, this is by purpose. The other things that were great about Western civilization that provided the sinew, the connective tissue, and that's literature and architecture and art, all of the things that were so great about Western civilization. And yes, couple that with the wonderful aspect of Judeo-Christian values and morality and freedom. It's a nascent experience, Bill. You know that. And
exactly.
Ronald Reagan said we're just one generation away from losing it. And he was so prophetic in saying that. And that's where we are. Yeah. We're 4 or 5 generations behind it, the eight ball now. And unless we realize it, we said it earlier, in order to solve this problem, in order to attack this problem, we have to first admit that there is a problem. And let me just say this. I don't want to confuse the website, PembrokeMedia.com, for the book and the novel Memphis. But I've also started a nonprofit foundation, Bill, Save America's Freedom Foundation. And you can go to SaveAmericasFreedom.org to check out the website. We are making some improvements to the site. It's there, but we're adding some things to the site. But go there and check out. You'll see the mission statement, the vision, and what we're about. Mm-hmm. Their podcasts that are there, their blogs, and also the timeline beginning in 1902 of the advancement of socialism in this country at SaveAmericasFreedom.org.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Mike, I'm convinced that our God-given liberty is the highest calling that we have, that it is our rightful heritage to have that. But it's individual. Okay, so if you choose to give up your liberty, then, that is on you. And this is, we saw this quite clearly during the experience with COVID, how quick, in the name of fear, and Dr. Fauci, people were willing to surrender their liberties. And the thing is, you have to remember, is once you surrender them, boy, you're hard-pressed to get them back. If you think not, I just went to the airport. I got TSA people all over. I got dogs all over. I got Mayorkas spouting, his propaganda on video. I mean, it's like, my goodness, this is like Brave New World all over again.
It's scary. It is scary. And you're right about COVID. I mean, Solovinsky's Rules for Radicals in his book is where this phrase came from. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, that's certainly what the socialists do, and they certainly did that with COVID. And it's all a part of programming people to be controlled. And we certainly fell into it. And I think what you just articulated is proof that they have won the battle. We just, like Lemmings, went right along. I mean, come on. You can wear a mask. Yeah. You can go to church. Got to wear a mask, but you can't sing.
Oh, no. In some cases, you can't go to church.
Yeah.
They closed down churches.
Oh, I know. And you can go to a restaurant, wear a mask in there, but when you sit down, you can take the mask off. None of it makes sense, but we just go along with it because we have been programmed. And honestly, Bill, because they took control of the education system and marginalized and demonized and ridiculed the greatness of Western civilization, and those that brought it about have been defined as oppressors and misogynists and racists, all things negative. They have successfully done that, and that's why people just went along with, by and large, went along with the insane rulings and mandates of COVID. Mm-hmm. But it should serve as a wake-up call, an exclamation point. They've won the battle, folks. Admit it. We need to institute a counter-revolution.
Exactly. And, Mike, there's no truth to what they say. I mean, Dr. Fauci was all over the place. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, wear three masks, everything else. And even, you know, you say follow the science, and the science will tell you those masks are not going to stop a COVID particle. So it's absurd on its face. And we also knew that natural immunity was very important. Dr. Fox says, oh, maybe a couple of months, that's it. Let me tell you, case in point, personal. Okay, I got COVID almost 2 years ago. All right, it was in March of 2021. I got COVID. And, I followed it with the doctor. I just had... because of my other situation and my health requirements, I go through a blood test about every 60 days. And one of the things that I've included in that blood test since getting COVID, I want to check my immunity T cells. How are they doing? Well, the last report, and this is almost 2 years down the road, Mike, my doctor said my immunity T cells are as robust as ever. And so, you know, how do you reconcile that with Dr. Fauci, who's, you know, supposedly a doctor and knows better with all this scientific background, and you buy into his lie saying it's only a couple of months, and, and I chose to this very day not to be vaccinated. And meanwhile, we're getting reports that here you got athletes who are dropping. I mean, over 1,100 athletes around the world are dropping dead on the field of play. And the thing that they all have in common is they were vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, I think it was in Mein Kampf that Hitler said, if you're going to tell a lie, tell a big lie and tell and tell it loudly. And that's what happens. It's textbook socialism. It's textbook fascism. It's textbook communism. We need to wake up. Wake the hell up, because we're here. We're in this now. This has happened.
Exactly. 25 seconds left, Mike. Tell everybody again the website they can go to get your hands on their book, on your book, Memphis Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind MLK Jr. Assassination.
HambrickMedia.com. HambrickMedia.com. You can also go to Book Baby. It's being published by Book Baby, so you can go to BookBaby.com and search it out. But the best place to go, to give you an idea of some history of what was going on at the time, is on the site.
Okay. Mike, we got to leave it there.
A power grid.
Mike Hamburg, thank you.
Own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?